suckers. You know what time it is. It's time to thank the lunch lady, finish your sloppy joes, and drink your chocolate milk. It's the Cool Teacher Podcast with Bob and Chris. Two teachers so cool, their unfinished tater tots are highly qualified. And now, from the Executive Teachers Lounge on the campus of Boise State University, is Bob and Chris.
Welcome to episode 43 of the Cool Teacher Podcast, broadcasting from high atop the education building, you know where, Boise State University. This is the show, the tools, the tips, the trends, the bubbly drinks that make your classroom a cool and engaging place. Those are non-alcoholic, by the way. This is Barbara and I'm Chris.
Hi, Chris.
How's it going?
Very well. It's so good to see you
that
again.
That is a fantastic jacket.
I know. Minnie knows.
Oh, hold on.
Wait, you've been at Anaheim.
No, the 70s are in our chat room and they said they'd like their jacket back.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so.
Hey, today our music is provided by MusicAlley.com.
Yes, and you can call our listener line at 206- What is it, 888-2819?
I think so, 888-2819.
Check my tattoo.
Right.
Yes, it is.
That's it. And what else do we have? Oh, you can also chat with us live today. Just go to our coolteachers.org website and chat with us. Now today, yes, please. Now today, I'm going to talk about the Adobe Connect Pro for iPhone. It's an app for the iPhone. Chris is going to talk about a paparazzi or something. I don't know what the heck it is.
Yep.
And we'll tell you how to take or deliver mobile learning for Moodle. But first, Chris has the news.
Hi. It's time for the news. Whether you were aware or not, Google has gotten into the high-speed internet game. The internet giant is interested in moving from destination to mode of travel. You see, with a company as large as Google, it makes sense that they would be able to revolutionize yet another technology. So Google is, in essence, taking applications for the North American cities who want to be a testbed for their ultra-fast internet service. Now, Google is currently testing in Holland at speeds of more than 1 gigabit per second.
I want it.
100 times faster than we're used to. So mayors are jumping out of planes. Cities are temporarily changing their name to Google Town in an attempt to attract the attention of the company. But I wouldn't say put on your parachute yet. Eventually, it'll be everywhere.
All right.
So no one has ever disputed that Japan is the number one Nintendo DS country. If there was any doubt, McDonald's proved it by announcing a training video game delivered on the handheld platform.
Wow.
See, McDonald's Japan will train employees using a special gaming interface that also reports scores to managers, corporate officials, and, of course, Nintendo. So the popularity of the device makes it sensible for a training device, as we've said all along. So look for great examples of gaming platforms as teaching tools in the future. And I'm not sure, but I think Yoshi just ordered a number 5.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, so, I think that'd be a great idea. Give every kid a DS.
Hey, thanks to Josh Patton for throwing that one out there. And finally, the tablet war is heating up between Apple, Microsoft, and Dell, and anyone else who can get in the game. An article published in this month's Wired magazine talks about this. You really ought to check it out. And you can find a link to that on our coolteacher.org website.
Wow, that is really neat. I think it's a great idea for schools to give every student a Nintendo DS.
Yes!
And get the new one with the big screen.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming out Sunday.
Very, very cool.
You know, this Sunday.
Do you have one yet?
Not yet, because they're not out yet.
But you will, won't you?
Yes, I will.
That's very, very